Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
I'm Sean Voskel, ARP Oklahoma State Director, reminding you the state's primary elections are June 30th. Are you worried about voting in person? If so, request an absentee ballot. Visit elections.ok.gov or call your county election board to request an absentee ballot. Then mail your ballot with a copy of your ID or have your ballot notarized. Oklahomans 50 and over are the most powerful voting bloc, so make your voices heard. If you plan to vote absentee, request your ballot by June 23rd. Learn more at aarp.org/ok.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charley, Sim Angus, and Red Composites. Most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711.
He's a cattle producer from Roger Mills County. He's also a congressman from the 3rd Congressional District of Oklahoma, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, who says he's very interested in what the Department of Justice is doing regarding an investigation into our nation's major beef packers. He believes it's appropriate for these packers to be questioned by DOJ about possible antitrust violations.
Ron, I can only speculate about the criminal investigation, but it would appear to be based on the public reports we've all seen. Justice is not just looking at the Packers and Stockyards Act, but they're looking at the antitrust provisions of existing federal law that apply to all industries, not just the food processing, all industries. And that brings this into a whole different realm. It's not some United States attorney in a particular area. It's not some economist at USDA grinding these numbers. It's the antitrust division of the Department of Justice. This is all they do. This is what they've done for centuries. This is a whole different level than just Packers Stockyard Act, which has been an important piece of legislation and needs to be aggressively enforced also.
Congressman Frank Lucas on that DOJ investigation into our major beef packers in this country. American Farm Bureau is commending the swift action by EPA to allow farmers who've already purchased dicamba products to use existing stocks this season. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out of San Francisco banned three key dicamba products, Extended Max, Ingenia, and FedExPan. Stocks of dicamba purchased before June 3rd may be used until July 31st of this year. Now, while Farm Bureau is giving two thumbs up to EPA, you've got the Agriculture Retailers Association and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives asking EPA to give more clarification. According to Darren Kopic, CEO of the American Agriculture Retailers, and Chuck Connor, CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, they've sent a joint letter to EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler. They say while the agency's cancellation order provided some guidance to end users as well as applicators, it failed to address several scenarios where a product is in the pipeline at various points in the supply chain. The group say these questions need quick answers during this critical time of the growing season, as weeds will not wait for a protracted legal analysis. Both groups say EPA needs to give some further clarification ASAP. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock proud to present their 2020 edition of the Corn Belt Classic coming Thursday, June 11th. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 44,750 head will be offered, including over 11,000 head of northern calves for fall delivery. For more details about all the lots to be sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117. More farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.